Kraków. The former capital of the Kingdom of Poland has always attracted Ostrov princes with ambitious political potential. The Grand Hetman of Lithuania, Prince Konstantin Ivanovich, probably visited the capital cities of Vilnius and Krakow more frequently than his own capital Ostrov. This was due to the fact that the position of the closest royal advisor obliged the prince to be constantly with the king. After the victory in the Battle of Orsha, the Prince of Ostrov brought bronze cannons of Muscovites as trophies to Krakow. The king ordered to cast the famous Bell of Sigismund from those cannons. The bell is still hung over the bell tower in the Wawel Cathedral, and it is one of the largest shrines in Poland. The Grand Hetman took part in the celebrations of the meeting of the Duchess of Milan, Bona Sforza, in 1518, and then attended the entire marriage ceremony at the court of the monarch in Krakow. At the court, Konstantin Ivanovich found a wife for his oldest son, Ilya. The young beauty Beata Kostelecka was brought up in the company of Queen Bona, and the king and queen betrothed her to the young Prince Ilya Ostrowski. It is rumored that Beata was the illegitimate daughter of King Sigismund the Old, so he took an active part in her courtship. The marriage ceremony itself took place in Krakow. It so happened that during the marriage tournament, King Sigismund Augustus knocked down Prince Ilya with a lance, causing significant injuries. Because of this, the young Prince of Ostrov died a few months later. Though Beata was already pregnant and gave birth to a daughter named Halshka. The youngest son of Konstantin Ivanovich, Prince Vasil Konstantin, first visited Krakow at the age of 22 when he accompanied King Radziwill's second wife Barbara. It happened in 1548. It should be emphasized that Barbara was originally the bride of Prince Ilya, but he chose a better candidate, Beata. It is possible that during this trip the young Prince Vasil Konstantin met his future wife, Sofia Tarnowska. It is unknown what real estate in Krakow was owned by Prince Konstantin Ivanovich Ostrowski, but his son Vasil Konstantin, after his marriage to Sofia Tarnowska, received a majestic palace in Krakow. Today it has lost its original appearance. Here are the apartments of the president of the city of Krakow and the city government. Prince Janusz Ostrowski, the eldest son of Vasil Konstantin and Sofia, was a Krakow castellan for almost 30 years. He and his family lived in the already mentioned house. Later, he acquired two more houses at Market Square. He got the house Pod Baranami thanks to his marriage to his second wife Katerina. From his marriage to his third wife Teofilia, he got a house at the corner of Bratska Street opposite to Cloth Roads, now the palace of the Zbaraj princes.